B. Listen to the conversation and answer the questions. Hey, Minsu, have you ever heard about Yesan apples?
Yes, I have. They are one of the most famous apples in South Korea, right?
Exactly. Did you know that the history of Yesan apples dates back to 1923? A Japanese farmer first started growing apples in Yesan, and then in 1924, a Korean farmer in Sapkyomyeon began cultivating apples in the region.
Wow! So Yesan was one of the first regions in Korea to start apple farming?
Yes. And in 1958, Yesan Agricultural High School was designated as a center for research on apple cultivation. That helped Yesan become one of the leading regions for apple production.
That's interesting. I wonder if they made any major innovations in apple farming.
Actually, in 1979, they started using dwarf rootstock apple trees, which allowed farmers to plant more trees in the same area and made harvesting easier.
Oh, I remember. Dwarf rootstock helps trees grow smaller while increasing apple production, right?
That's right. Thanks to that innovation, Yesan apples became even more popular. In 1995, Yesan was officially recognized as an apple exporting district.
Wow! So they export apples both domestically and internationally?
Yes. Despite recent challenges like global warming, Yesan apples are still one of Korea's representative fruits with over 100 years of tradition.
That's amazing. I'd love to visit Yesan and try some fresh apples straight from the farm.